Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
I'm very excited, actually. Coon Rippey is going to be on in just a few minutes. He, of course, is the guy, where is he from? Tennessee?
From Tennessee.
Yes. Big old bearded guy who showers with his raccoons and videotapes it for YouTube. He's gone viral. Isn't it kind of interesting the kind of stars and celebrities we have in this day and age? They're all YouTube sensations.
I know, to make you a star.
And they're infinitely more interesting than Hollywood celebrities.
Oh, definitely.
More talented, too.
Yeah.
Stacey, you look like you're thinking about something. I'm assuming it's... I have no idea. You're pondering.
So how do you explain to your wife when all of a sudden there's a strange bra that's laying in your bedroom on the floor? How do you tell, you know, what do you say? I don't know where it came from. And she says to you, you know, I went shopping with Marianne, our neighbor, and that's her bra. Explain that to me. Well, there's a cat that seems to be stealing the neighbor's clothes. Seriously, I'll tell you about it coming up.
Reminds me of the story of, Dr. Debbie having to remove a thong from a dog.
Did you really?
Yeah, and then the owner, you know, the wife said, you know, I don't own a thong. I don't wear them. So where
was this one of the famous Chippin' dogs?
Could be.
There was a story last year about a cat that was stealing underwear from the neighborhood, women's underwear, and putting them in the garage.
It's a klepto kitty. You know, it's a cat maybe with a little bit of social things, or maybe it just wants to wear clothing.
We're happy to have Mark Coon Rippey Brown on the phone with us. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Do you mind if I call you Coon Rippey?
That's what they call me around here.
Yeah, you sound like more of a Coon Rippey than a Mark to me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I love the videos, but I understand that one of your raccoons has been taken away by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Can you tell us what's up?
Well, I don't know the story because the two TWI officers said they saw it on CNN. The TWI spokesperson said it was a tip from a complaint from a neighbor, and I don't have any neighbors. And then another spokesperson said that it was an anonymous call from a tipster, so we don't know what the deal is.
Well, now,
just took her.
What wouldn't the tip be about? What is illegal here? Not allowed to own one of these? What's going on?
Well, yeah, Tennessee law says you can't take any animal out of the wild into captivity, but I had gun show for going on 4 years, and at that time I was a nuisance wildlife remover, and we had captured gun show's mother in an attic of a house and relocated her, not knowing that she had went down inside the wall and had a baby up under the bathtub. And a day or two later, they heard a noise, a chattering, and I went in there and found this probably 2.5-3 week old baby in there. And I called the TWRA to come and get it. And I made 3 different phone calls over the course of 3 days. And they never dispatched anybody to come get it. So a day turned into a week turned a year, and a year turned to, you know, so I just wound up raising it.
Yeah, and now, so you have experience doing this. You were licensed, and you're not anymore?
I was licensed by the TWRA as nuisance animal remover, but I just quit doing it.
Now, your latest raccoon, Rebecca, it's not like you went out in the wild and just captured her, took her away.
No.
How did you get her?
There was an agricultural teacher here in the county that, from my understanding, had a chicken coop project somewhere, and there was a raccoon in there killing chickens. So he had ordered a couple of students to go in there and kill this mother, not knowing there were two babies in there. And what happened to the other baby, I'm not sure, but one high school student contacted me because he knew I had a history of knowing how to raise these orphaned animals.
So did you know it was illegal to keep her at that time?
Yeah.
Okay.
My question is this, though. If you call the state and they don't come get the animal, what are you supposed to do, just let it die? So, you know, that's my question.
Well, exactly, and that was my complaint. It was pointless to call because I had called once before 3 times, and my mentality is if I call you 3 different times and you respond, I just assume you don't want to talk to me.
So they've taken Rebecca away, but you're trying to get Rebecca back. There's a petition going on. What all's happening now? What's the status right now?
That petition got started out in California. We uploaded that video, and it's went crazy. I'm just sitting along for the ride now, watching to see what happens. But I did get a telephone call from the governor's office last week. They said that Rebecca is named ambassador, which will be used for education. Well, my complaint there was she'll spend the rest of her life in captivity. And, of course, you know, you got two different sides of the defense here. If she is released back into the wild, which she's already imprinted, I'm sure she can go out and gather her own food. She can be taught that, but she's still imprinted, and there'll always be the chance of her wandering up on someone's porch looking for a friend and be shot. And a $28 hunting license will allow you to legally go and shoot her out of the top of a tree this winter. And so it's six of one, half dozen the other. Either she's hunted and killed, or she spends out the rest of her life in captivity.
But wouldn't she be with you
back home?
If she was with you, wouldn't she be, quote, in captivity?
She had free range. I did keep her in a pretty good-sized cage I had inside the house, which was no different than you do your house pet. Mm-hmm. You put your dog in a carrier when you leave the house because you don't want it chewing up the furniture. Well, a raccoon's like a house dog on steroids with a four-wheel drive running gear under it. And it will wreak havoc. But while we were there, she'd go outside, go out on the porch, follow you through the yard, jump up on your back while you're trying to mow grass, ride the mower with you, just whatever. And if she lost sight of me and I went in the house, well, she'd run up on the porch and start scratching on the door, go to check, you know.
Wow. You know, we don't all agree here at Animal Radio all the time. I'd sure like to see you get this.
Me too.
To get the Rebecca back. But I see Dr. Debbie here. What's up, girlfriend?
Well, you know what? I sympathize with the situation because this is the problem when people start raising wildlife is because they do become in a position where to release them back to the wild is, you know, not in the best interest. But raccoons, and the thing I want listeners to get is that we don't advocate wildlife as pets for a lot of reasons, because you can tame a raccoon, but they never become domesticated. They're never going to be like a dog or a cat. And in fact, some can get quite aggressive once they reach sexual maturity.
I beg to differ.
So,
I never had any issues with Gunshow because he was imprinted. Now, I didn't take him, you know, his eyes was already open and he was out following Mama around.
Okay, wait a minute. I got other arsenal here. So, as a veterinarian and someone who's involved in human and animal health, the bigger thing that we need to be aware of is that the reason that it is illegal to keep raccoons as pets is they are the number one carrier of rabies in the United States. 36% of the wildlife cases are from raccoons.
You should know that there's only been one case of raccoon to human rabies ever recorded in the United States. And that was back in 2003.
Well, let's not even just talk about animals. There's raccoon to human, and then there's raccoon to other animals. So we don't want to encourage people to bring the main vector of rabies into their household for both human and animal health. Let's get on to the next topic.
Yeah, but they can be vaccinated.
There's no vaccine that is valid for a raccoon in the United States. It is not recognized. So there's nothing that's going to protect and keep that raccoon from being euthanized. And I can tell you, I work with raccoon rehabilitators in my state, and they are terrified that their raccoon bites or scratches someone because they know that they have to be destroyed if something like that happens, because there is no approved vaccine for them. But yet there's another topic that I got to get out there. Raccoons also carry a type of roundworm called Balanus ascaris, which has the unpleasant side effect of migrating in other animals and people and causing neurologic problems and death. So,
and I'm sure
they get
that through their wild diet as well.
Well, the interesting thing is raccoons don't show any symptoms of this. So if people, and I don't want to encourage people from hearing you, sounds like you got your stuff together, but I do not want other people saying, oh, it sounds like it's a great idea to have a raccoon as a pet. Let me take this little kit in and we're going to raise it. And
well, yeah, you know, there's always going to be copycats and followers. You know, you got women out there that want to look like Britney Spears, but, you know, I recommend anybody point out and get a raccoon if they don't know what they're doing. You know,
well, it's illegal, you know, so we don't recommend it at all.
If you grab one at the wrong time, it can pull your face off.
You know, the thing is, though, there's got to be common sense. I mean, there was a story, I think it was last month, an eagle broke his wing. And so this gentleman did what you did, called the state. Nobody came out. He nurses this eagle back to health. And now he's on TV and the state comes in and arrests him for having an endangered or a protected animal in his possession. And all he was doing was saving this thing's life and intended to let it go. You know, he just wanted the wing to heal and he's going to let it go. And in comes the nut jobs from the state. Now we're going to arrest you because you're on the news. I mean, you know, there's got to be some common sense here. I mean, I understand.
This is the land of the free if they let us be free. But what I've done shouldn't be condemned. What I've done should be commended. I mean, I didn't, you know, most ag teachers, at least when I went to school, they teach capture, relocate, and release, not murder.
Exactly.
You know, and of course, you know, the newspapers have gotten the story wrong. They said Rebecca was killing chickens. Rebecca couldn't even roll an egg over.
Yeah, you can't believe what you see in the paper, that's for sure. They don't get anything.
They did it all up. You know, that's just the way it goes.
Well, Debbie, I hear what you're a Debbie Downer sometimes, but you lay it out like
it
is.
Great points.
You did make some great points there, but for you, Coon Rupee, I really sort of hope that you get Rebecca back there.
Yeah.
And I know,
well, I don't want to be used as an educational tool.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put this petition address over at the website at animalradio.com if you want to get behind Coon Rupee. Yeah?
I tell you what, why are you adding? You ain't got nothing to do today. Go look at the latest video we just uploaded.
Oh, you got a new one.
Yeah, I just kidnapped a baby bear cub out of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park.
You got a sense of
only
humor.
Only one?
We're going to check in with you and see how this progresses as it goes on. Coon Rupee, Mark Brown, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, sir.
Take care
of
yourself.
Don't be particular.
Okay. What was that last one? What did he say?
I don't know. Don't be particular.
I think he said tickler. Come here, Debbie.
Isn't that something?
I'm not in a bad mood, okay? I'm very passionate about this. You know, we just had rabies
and you're
in
right.
our area.
You're right.
In Las
isn't
Vegas,
it something, though, Deb, that you know, you call the state, you do the right thing, and they're like, yeah, we don't care. And then, you know, instead of letting the thing die, you know, you nurse it back to health, and they see it on the news. Now we're interested. Now we're going to come down and bust you.
You know, I never really understood the value of having a good credit score until I started to make a few purchases recently. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Because my credit score was in the 600s. I was borderline getting denied on my new apartment. And guess what? My new car payment is about 30% more. Having bad credit can even affect your credit card rates. Having a good credit score is important to your financial future, and you can save a lot of money. Call the Credit Pros right now. In a free phone call, we can tell you exactly how to improve your credit score. Plus, learn about our 60-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy after 60 days, we'll give you 2 months free. Make this free call right now for a free consultation and free credit review. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/joy, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy for your free online visit. Hims.com/joy.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.